Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay. Ashley.
Hi, guys.
Welcome, freeloaders.
Only after...
You know, it's Christmas coming up. The least you could do is dip your hand in your bloody pocket and pay for, like, £2 a month to go to Patreon. That's the least you could
do. That's it. What
Christmas is coming up.
£2 a month?
We give you this for free, and you should start giving us money.
I'm having one turkey Twizzler for my dinner. That's
yeah,
it.
I'm
it's
having
all
one
got.
As well. I'm having the one you was going to have.
Yeah, so exactly. We're having half each. Just half put each it in a post. And the bloody post is right.
Put it in a post.
What's your least favourite Christmas song? And then your favourite.
My least?
Least favourite Christmas song. We call it.
My least favourite Christmas song, this is a bit convoluted, but you know, someone always does a Christmas, like, Christmas song. Somebody always does a Christmas song.
Out of the blue. Go on,
and they're usually shit.
Yes.
But every time, it's just a novelty.
Yeah.
Right, and I can't think of any off the top of my bloody head. The Darkness.
Bells
of Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I know. Didn't Coldplay do one that was came and went, didn't
I think they probably did. I think Band-Aid did a new version of Do They Think They Are.
Do They Think They Are. I remember that song, I've got that one. Yeah.
Do They Think They
I know
Are.
You think you are. I know you want a shiny car to unwrap on Christmas Day, but share a little thought for all those people who couldn't buy presents. Not one gift have they bought. They're a load of fungin' scum like you lot who won't give us no money.
Yeah, that's
oh yeah, I've got fucking eat a turkey Twizzly. Ain't that funny?
Yeah, that's it. Well,
that was Coldplay's one. Yeah,
yeah.
For us, we commissioned.
Yeah, we commissioned.
Your
that.
Most favourite, though. Your
my most favourite. Yeah. I mean, I've got a great soft spot for what's his name?
Shame again.
Yeah, I do like that song.
Oh yeah, I do.
I do like that song. I think it's very good. And also, I like Mariah Carey.
Oh yeah, All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah, I like
is
that. But my favourite one, my favourite song.
Yeah.
My favourite one is, dum 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 dum. Be my
little baby.
Is that a Christmas song?
Christmas.
No, but Phil Spector's done another Christmas. He done the Christmas album. That's my favourite. That is my favourite thing to listen to at Christmas, is Phil Spector's Christmas album, A Christmas Gift for You.
I like that one.
Do you know that one?
That E17 done. Oh, I'm running myself over in my car for Christmas.
After eating 7 baked potatoes for some reason.
Is that true about him?
Yeah, it is.
Is he, just by the by, is he the bloke I see on the internet who does that camping outside the BBC?
Oh.
I've got a feeling that's him.
What
it's a bloke
mean?
That does camping
do
outside. I will have to show you later. Don't worry about that. Some people might know what I'm talking about.
I want to know. What
my least favourite.
You mean he camps outside the BBC?
What's that? Brian Harvey.
Yeah.
I think
he camps outside
the BBC? I'm going to show you. When this finishes, someone.
Gone,
you know
he's
the
gone
one?
Down a rabbit hole.
Yeah,
for
he's
sure.
gone down a rabbit
he's gone
hole.
Down a rabbit hole.
But there's a bloke
he's
who camps outside the BBC. And I always see him on TikTok and that. Mm-hmm. And he's counted on BBC. And there's only about 20 people watching, which is me. And he's always up in arms about saying the BBC is doing. Anyway, let's get off that. Please send in details if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, we'll look that up
After this broadcast. The one I don't like is bloody Roy Wood doing...
Wizard? What about Slade? You like a bit of Slade?
No, that's just British shouting, isn't it? I do like Elton.
Yeah, I don't like
Elton
that.
John.
I used to like
Step
that.
Step into Christmas.
That's not Elton John,
the song, because it's ever and ever. He drink a deep
milk. Oh, I tell you what I do like. I tell you what I do like. Jonah Louie.
Jonah Louie.
The Cavalry. Stop the Cavalry.
I love that.
And do you know what? The only reason that is a Christmas song is because in the song he says, "Wish I was a home for Christmas. And it's got like ding, 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 Christmas bells in it. But the rest of it is nothing to do with Christmas.
Well, I'll tell you what, my
about being on the front.
My
it's a war song.
My absolute favourite is that, that lovely one, Ann Widdicombe done.
Oh, my God.
Keep me off the Brussels sprouts.
And David Van Day wrote the music.
Yeah. Keep me off the Brussels sprouts. Farting. Keep me off the Brussels sprouts. Farting all day long. It's funny. It gets a bit wearing off.
Because it's like
I'm
six
gonna shit my pants before the King's speech. Keep me off the Brussels sprouts. It's a anti EU song.
Oh,
we ain't got no Brussels sprouts. Potatoes. Yeah. We ain't got no Brussels sprouts. British beef all day. Yeah.
Well, that's Mark Francois.
Johnny Foreigner.
Didn't he write?
Yeah, he did. What was this one?
He's an EU. I like Christmas. Oh, I'm a fan of Christmas. Yeah. I like Christmas.
Yeah.
British turkeys, British vegetables, British Santa Claus. That's what I says. I spoke to you about Christmas.
That's right.
I says, listen, Mark. I says, your song's all right, isn't it? It's not going to climb up the charts.
No.
But your notion that Santa Claus is somehow British is stupid.
Yeah.
He's from, like, Scandinavia. I says, you're stupid saying that. And he picked his pint up off the table, right, and he walked to the corner of the pub. And he stood in the corner of the pub, right in the corner of the pub like that. He stood there like that.
What, face against the wall?
Yeah, face against the wall like that. And I went over to him and says, Mark, I'm just saying about your, like, Santa Claus being Scandinavian. No. No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
If you want to ask me anything else, you know where to find me.
Get that woke shit out of my face.
Yeah, get all that woke nonsense out of it.
That's it.
I says, he's not English, he's from Scandinavia. And he went, no. In fact, I don't think he exists. He says, well, if he doesn't exist, then how do you know he's from Scandinavia? I says, well, just like going on all the stories and all that stuff. He says, bollocks, he says. And he pulled his pants down. I said, don't do that. You don't need to do that at Christmas.
I had the same thing, 30p Lee.
Oh, crap. You know,
he come to my pub, you know, in Watford.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, happens I like Christmas. He's like, oh, happens I'm 30p Lee. You know, Derek behind the bar.
Mama jacket and DMs.
30p Lee's in again. I says, 30, come over here. He goes, happen I will come over there. Oh, I got it. Yeah, pint of bitter, please. Anyway. He has a pint of bitter with Sat, and I said, Lee, calm down.
Yeah, for Christ's sake.
He said, yeah, you know what I'm hoping for Christmas? I mean, not bloody Brussels sprouts. I mean, not that foreign woke-arati.
Yeah,
not that woke-arati rubbish. If you don't like Christmas, right, you bugger off to bloody Pakistani girls like that.
I said, there's nothing wrong with Pakistan actually.
You know, just because they don't celebrate Christmas necessarily.
Yes,
he goes,
you don't like it.
He says, I'm 30p Lee. He says, I'm out for my Christmas. I said, no, whatever. I'm having turkey. He says, I'm having potato. Right. I'm a Yorkshire pudding.
What are you drinking?
And what are you drinking? I'm drinking Yorkshire bitter.
All right.
And I said, well, that's going to set him. He goes, 30p. I said, you're going to get that for 30p,
no chance,
dickhead.
Mate,
and as he got off his bar stool, I'm mean, the edge was slightly taken off. His trousers and bloody pants fell down.
Yeah.
And he tried waddling with it round his leg. Fell over and all his bum was showing. And all Derek says, get out,
Give me a bum in showing.
All happens is like bloody Johnny Foreigner wants me out in pub. I said, no, your cock and balls has well barred you from this pub. Nothing to do with...
Showing them off in the
showing
pub.
Them off, ladies.
Happens as like. I got these trousers from BHS and they've fallen down.
30p, what did you expect?
30p
trousers.
30p
trousers.
Daddy, 30p.
Lee. He says, oh, happen I'll go on holiday.
I'll go ladies' street. I'll go Blackpool.
I'll fly up there. I said, how much? 30 bloody p's. I said, get out.
Ridiculous. It happened as like, I'll just go on through my investment. I've made a fortune today.
That's it.
I says, how much you made? He said, 30p.
Yeah, that's
30p on his doctor's years.
I mean, he said, let me buy you a drink. I said, well, my Margaret's having one and my sister-in-law's having one. So it's two Bacardi and Rams.
That's
I'll have a pint. And I says, you can see this is going on. And some Chris as well. Yeah. And Derek goes, that's £17.86. He goes, up and you'll have 30p and no more of me money, you woker-hearted bastard. He goes, so Derek goes, get out. Put your trousers and pants up, you prick.
Everything's woker-hearted.
It's
tiring. It's exhausting with 30. Anyway, look,
say what you like about 30p Lee, but if he had 30p, which is more than you dickheads have been doing. 30p? That's nothing, is it? Why don't you give me some money?
30p, for Christ's sake.
£2.
£2
Patreon.
£2 A&B.
Come on.
I think it's $2. It's not even £2.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
So go to patreon.com / Angelos and Barry Show. And come on, you buy a round of drinks would be more than 24 quid, wouldn't it?
Yeah, what a just so
10 years of not paying for this, you bastards. 10 years we've been doing this.
Put a boot in at Christmas.
That was their other one.
Put the boot in at Christmas.
What's the name? Ann Woody Come Come. Oh, yeah. Put the boot in at Christmas. Kick 'em up the arse. Oh, put the boot in at Christmas.
This place is a bloody farce.
That's it.
Well, okay.
Well, that's it.
Another week ticked off the year, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Enjoy yourselves.
It's later than you think.
We'll see you next time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.